We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The beginning of every child of God is faith in the Lord. Now let's think about this. What do we have faith in? Well, we have faith in Christ's finished work. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Now we want to live for Jesus. We're buried in the likeness of his death. We're raised in the likeness of his resurrection to walk in newness of life. There's a new position in Christ. Our old position was we were a part of the devil's family. The devil was our father. We were lost. We were in darkness. We were dead in our sins. And now we are in Christ's family. We are in Christ. God doesn't look at me as a sinner, but now he looks at me as a steward and a son. We have new possessions in heaven. Old, our eternity brought separation from God forever. But now we will enjoy heaven in the presence of God for all eternity. Paul said, the faith that you exercised to come to Jesus now must be exercised every day in your Christian life. So not only do we look at the beginning, but now let's take a look at the everyday. As we have received Christ, that's now how we live our Christian life each and every day. The Bible says, verse 6 here of our text, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. We receive Christ by faith. And so now we continue in faith, growing and moving forward. Listen, we see faith in God's work in me. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible says this, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. God is working in my life to bring me to a place of submission and sanctification. The problem is not God's work in me, but oftentimes it's my response to God's working in my life. Colossians 1:29 says this, wherefore I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. God is at work. There's no doubt about it. But I must fuel God's work by spiritual decisions and a willing spirit. The Spirit of God can be grieved. Look what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 16. Hebrews 3 verse 16, the Bible says, for some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? The Bible says that the children of Israel failed to believe God. Now, God was working, there's no doubt about it, but they grieved God by their faithless response. Faith in his promises. 2 Peter 1:4 says, wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God's promises are for us to move forward. We need faith in God's promises. Now, God's promises are not tangible. I mean, we can't reach out and grab them, but they are traceable. We are able to follow the faithfulness of God in the lives of other people. We open the Bible and we see that God is a faithful God. We see that God gave promises to the Israelites. He told them to prove him. God didn't fail them. God was faithful. God always kept his word, but it was them that walked in unbelief. Now, salvation is a promise from God. The assurance of salvation is found in the word of God. God said, you know what? Listen, you can claim it. It is truth. It is a promise from God, and God cannot lie. And so you can take it to the bank, the promises of God. Romans 15, verse 7, wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the Father. Jesus Christ the Messiah exercised the office of the Messiah in proof that God always keeps his promises. And you can go all the way back to the book of Genesis, the third chapter, verse 15, and there's a promise from God that, listen, he says to Satan, your head will be crushed, your purpose, your plan will be destroyed, but through the seed of the woman, the Messiah will come, and though he will be bruised, he will destroy your purpose and plan. And that is the promise of the Messiah, and God exercised the office of the Messiah in proof that God always keeps his promises. You can trust in the promises of God. Faith in his promises. We see also faith in his plan. God has a plan for everyone's life. I don't know what the plan of God for your life entails. For the disciples, it involved, many of them, a martyr's death. You know, faith doesn't necessarily know where it's going, but it does know who's leading. And the direction is always toward the Lord. You know, I want us to consider, you know, three truths about God's plan. First of all, God's plan is perfect. It cannot be corrected. It cannot be added upon. I mean, God's plan is absolutely perfect in every way. 2 Samuel 22, verse 31, the Bible says, as for God, his way is perfect. The Lord, the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to them to trust that trust in him. And I don't know if you're a puzzle person. My wife over COVID has really enjoyed putting puzzles together, and she spends hours organizing and finding those puzzle pieces and putting them in their proper place. And I'm not a puzzle person. I don't have patience, unfortunately, for puzzles, but my wife really enjoys putting puzzles together. And that's kind of like the Christian life, because God is taking every puzzle piece and putting it together in our life. And the Bible says that all things work together for good. It doesn't say that everything in your life is good. Not every puzzle piece is a good event in your life. But when it all comes together, you get to see the perfect plan. You get to see the whole picture, the bigger picture. And it's a blessing to be a part of the will of God and to be a part of his master plan. And to understand that when everything comes together, it's all for that purpose, God's purpose. And that purpose and plan is perfect in every way and cannot be corrected. It's perfect. But also, God's plan is provided for. God will not lead you where his grace cannot keep you. God will never bring you to a place where his grace is unable to help you. God is a God of all grace. In other words, it's grace, and then we stack more grace on top of that grace. His grace is all sufficient. And so the plan of God is always provided for. If God leads you, God is going to provide for that pathway. And then also, it is purposed. God doesn't move without a purpose or a plan. When your car doesn't start, you get frustrated. And maybe your life was saved that day because You know, you could have been in a car wreck, or maybe you got fired from one job, or you got let go in one job because God has a better job for you. Job said this, it was a proving, it was a trying of my faith. But God has a purpose in everything that he does. I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 13 and verse 17. The Bible says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
Let go in one job because God has a better job for you. Job said this, it was a proving, it was a trying of my faith. But God has a purpose in everything that he does. I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 13 and verse 17. The Bible says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Now, notice a couple of thoughts in this passage of scripture. The Bible says that God led the people about. It's important to know that God was the one that was leading. And God had a purpose in the pathway of the Israelites' exodus. I mean, listen, God didn't just move without thinking this through. I mean, it was a purposed plan. God doesn't move without a purpose or a plan. And we can have faith in God today. Listen, take a moment and read your Bible. How a boy's brother turned on him. He was falsely accused. He was put in a prison. He was forgotten about. But God remembered Joseph, the Bible says, and Joseph waited on the Lord. And God uses this man, Joseph, that waited on him to save many people alive. I'm just here to tell you that God has a purpose and God has a plan. And that plan and that purpose is perfect. It's provided for and it's purposed. God always has a plan. So we can have faith in the plan of God. We can have faith in God's work around me. God is working in our world today, and it's easy to get discouraged when we look at the world. But friend, don't get discouraged when the world acts like the world. We wonder, is God aware of the mess in this world? Is God aware with what's happening in the world? Of course he is. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Listen, friend, God knows all about it. The psalmist said this, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in their sore and his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill in Zion. How are we to respond? Make sure God is on the throne in your life. Listen, you can't control what the world does. You can't control the events of our world, but we can make sure that we're obedient to him. We can make sure that we're following God. We can make sure that he's the king of our heart and that he's reigning in our life today. And so where are there areas in your life that you need to submit to the Lord? Where are there areas in your life that you need to follow the Lord each and every day? Listen, we can take opportunity to follow him and to obey him in our life. And so make sure that God is on the throne in your life. Have faith and fear God. The Bible says this in Psalm 2, verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. God is not threatened by those that accuse him, and God is not concerned by those who shake their fist at him. God is still on the throne. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. God is aware of every single event that is happening in our life. Yes, God is aware of COVID-19. God knows what is happening. God is aware of the events of our world, and God knows the direction of our world. Listen, it's important for us to have faith and to fear God, to serve him, to make sure God is on the throne in our life. It's difficult to hear someone that's criticizing the world when they're acting like the world themselves. Christian, we need to make sure that we're the light and the salt that this world needs. So there's the beginning, there's the everyday, but let's think about the future. Look what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 8. The Bible says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Have faith in the future. Listen, if we as Christians believe, truly believe that all of these events are going to take place, and I truly believe they will, and I think we're seeing a little bit of it today, then it should bring a difference in our life today. Listen, you cannot look to the future without it affecting your present. You cannot look to the future without it affecting your present. If you do not see the future with eyes of faith, and you realize, yes, these events are going to take place one day, and that doesn't change how you live your life, then there's something spiritual wrong in your life. Listen, how we see the future, and as we have faith in the future of these events taking place, it changes how we live our life for Christ each day. Peter said, because all these things will come to pass, verse 11, it ought to make a difference in how we live our life. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe that Jesus is coming again? Do you believe that we are living in the last days of the last days? Do you believe that we're seeing biblical prophecy fulfilled before our very eyes? Listen, friend, one day my faith will become sight. One day, like the blind man in the New Testament, we're going to receive our sight. We're going to see. And what I mean by that is we walk by faith and not by sight. But there's coming a day when we're going to see all of the things that we believe by faith with our real eyes, with our own eyes. We need faith to understand that we are heading to something better. We are heading to better days. Our faith will become sight. In other words, one day I'm going to see Jesus. One day we'll see Mary and Joseph and Martha and John and David and Joshua and Jonah and Noah. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. One day my faith will become sight. One day my faith will be rewarded. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 6, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. One day our faith will be rewarded. The Bible says whether it be good or bad. And that's not talking about whether it was not sinful or sinful, but whether it is profitable or unprofitable. Because we as Christians are stewards, and one day we're going to stand before God as a steward. As we move forward, we move closer to Christ. We reap what we sow. The Sunday school teacher was describing that when Lot's wife turned back at Sodom, she turned into a pillar of salt. And then Bobby interrupted and said, my mommy looked back while she was driving, and she turned into a telephone pole. Listen, we don't want to be looking back in the Christian life. We want to be looking forward to better days, to better days. And one day, our faith will be rewarded. One day, our faith will be crowned by Jesus himself. As we move forward, we move closer to the Lord. Listen, don't spiritually look back this morning. Make sure you're moving forward. Don't spiritually look behind you. Listen, you don't just have to thrive in the Christian life. You can thrive in the Christian life. And we do it by faith in God, trusting in the Lord, having faith in his timeless truths. And if you don't know today Jesus as your Savior, I mean, you're listening to this message and you might be a little bit confused. Maybe you're trusting in religion. Maybe you're trusting in yourself, hoping you're good enough. Listen, friend, the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus said it himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. You will never get to the Father through, you know, baptism or denominations or religion or all those things. It's Christ and Christ alone. He is the pathway. He is the path to the Father, to heaven, to eternal life. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you can call upon his name right now. You can pray, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I believe the gospel. Save me. Wash my sin away. And friend, the great news is he will. He'll wash those sins away. He'll make you his child. And by faith, you will enter into the kingdom of God. And then every day, you need to continually walk by faith, trusting in the promises of God, trusting in the plan of God, trusting God for your future, knowing He doesn't move without a purpose or a plan, that He gives us promises that we can hold on to and claim. We can take them to the bank because it is impossible for God to lie. And that, friend, is the wonderful blessing of knowing Christ as our Savior. And so I hope that you'll make good decisions this morning to move forward, forward by faith, that you're not going to be an apathetic Christian. You're not going to be a stagnant Christian. You're going to say, no, I will move forward for the glory of God, for the cause of Christ. I will move forward. Listen, that's the plan of God. That's the heart of God. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. It is truly a blessing and a privilege to have you a part of our radio program this morning. God bless you, and remember to pray for each other.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N-0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N-0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.